and while gloominess hovered in the air, as students of the Faculty of Environmental Studies from the University of Uyo trooped out yesterday in procession for their deceased colleague Kubiat Isaac Appan, who was recently tortured and killed. The procession, which took off at the University of Uyo main campus at Ikpa Road and capped off at the annex, had in attendance scores of students, a number of lecturers, and a representation of different unions all of the university. Addressing students at the procession, Dean of Students Affairs Dr. Etefia Ekanem described the death of Kubiat as a colossal loss to the university community, adding that the police needs to do better.
We were very saddened when we heard this news. We were shaking. No student of our university or any Nigerian at all at that deserves to be killed the way this young man was killed. No matter the allegation, if any, there is something known as the rule of law which should have been followed. The police is funded by us. We are the taxpayers. It is our money that the state uses to fund the police with the mandate for them to protect us, not for them to kill us.
On his part, Vice Dean, Faculty of Environmental Studies, Dr. Anekan Eyo, faulted the competency of the police and assured the aggrieved students that the law will take its course on any person or persons involved in the death of Kubiat Appan.
As a faculty, we feel pain. We will not reach out in any way to complain that our students were doing this or that, rather to hear this unfortunate incident. Every department has heads of department. They have student advisors. They have student leaders. So if anything goes wrong, we believe that the law enforcement should reach the department and reach the university management. So that this has happened, I think it's going to be a turnaround.
Yes.
And such will not happen again. We are so sure that this will be followed to the end and justice will be served.
Not left out were the leaders of some of the university unions, who implored that the students remain calm and subtly follow up on the matter till justice is served.
Justice must prevail. It has been happening before, but this time it is going to take a very different turn. But in anything we are going to do, please, let us do it like learned people. Let us not do things that they will use it against us and say that we are now causing nuisance.
I beckon on each one of us to remain calm. The information we have received from the police, I believe, is satisfactory enough, and we want to raise our hope on them that justice will actually be done.
We will not be happy until justice is given to us. Until our ID card is given maximum respect, that this will be the last time this will befall us.